business of Christmas trees. Chris Hohenstein joins us right now from City Tree Delivery. You've been on this program a couple times with our friends at Innovation DuPage. You're flying solo tonight, Chris. This is the busiest time of year for you, isn't it?
Yes, Black Friday's the peak, and then it gets busier next week, and then everyone wants the tree early, and then it starts to slow down. It's a bell curve, starting about now.
So you deliver trees to people's homes, live trees, and you can also clean up the needles and help them out with all sorts of other fixins. And you've been doing this for a long time, and now is the time. In fact, a couple of weeks ago is probably the time to order a tree, but can people still do it today?
Absolutely. We still have trees. The dates and the trees are going fast, but they're still available, and we will still deliver to you.
CityTreeDelivery.com. That is not the entire day of interview. That's just a little palate cleanser. That's the appetizer to our conversation. I have more questions for Chris about the broader Christmas tree industry. Okay, continuing things with Chris Hohenstein from City Tree Delivery. Although the name City is in your name, but you deliver now to the suburbs, including an important stop over at my house in Downers Grove on Friday. The tree is gorgeous. I had to get you on to do it because I hate cleaning up the needles, and you made the whole process so easy. The tree looks great. Thank you. But you're delivering out to the suburbs now occasionally too, right?
That's right. We started 16 years ago in the city, and that's where I lived at the time, and we moved out to the suburbs in 2017, and I thought, we have clients here doing the same thing as us, so we wanted to help serve our customers. We go north 2 days a week, we go west 2 days a week, we go northwest 2 days a week, and we go south 2 days a week, and if people are near a delivery area, we want to help them out. So if they reach out to us in customer service, we'll try to accommodate.
I know a lot of people love to pick out the tree, right? That's the big thing, and that's great. But there's a lot of people who have done that many times. Maybe this year's not the year for it. Maybe they're getting up there a little in age, and they don't want to be schlepping it and having pine needles in their pockets or underneath the rug for years and years. You're a great resource for them, right?
Absolutely. Getting a tree, it's the nostalgia. We remove the stress and the mess out of getting a tree. You could go to a tree lot and tie the tree to your car, get pine needles everywhere, get in the cold, fight the traffic. We just want to make it easy. We bring it to your living room. We get it ready so you're ready to decorate. We give you back your time. We remove the stress, and we support you all season long.
Yeah, and you really do talk through it. I learned a lot of things that I thought I knew about taking care of a live tree. I've had one for probably 12 years or so every year, and there's things, tips you taught me, which will be great. Christmas trees, where do we get them from? Where are you buying them from?
I get mine from Michigan, Wisconsin, and North Carolina. I like getting local, and Michigan and Wisconsin are about as local as you can get a Fraser or balsam fir. They need the rocky, acidic soil. And North Carolina is actually where they grow native, so we also like getting them from there. They have great trees in all three locations. And in addition to that...
Yeah, you go all over for these things.
Yes, and I like buying from multiple locations in case the weather might be bad in Michigan one year or drought. I want to make sure we get the best trees to our clients every year.
What are farmers saying about the Christmas tree business these days?
I think the Christmas tree industry is back. There were several years that where it started where there was a shortage of Christmas trees, but sizing are starting to come back and farms are starting to have supply again. It's a great time to get Christmas trees, Christmas trees.
Why was the supply down?
So what happened was back in when the economy went south in 2008, 2009 during the financial crisis, farmers stopped planting trees. The finances weren't there. They were trying to lease their land. They were getting higher pricing to lease the land to corn or beans and other commodities. So they were planting less to save cash and also getting higher prices from other commodities. And what happens is trees grow about a foot a year. So if you think about that, 2008, 2009, your tree's going to take, 8 to 10 years to grow. There was a shortage for several years. And now we're starting to get back to the point where there's plenty of trees again.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good point. So in 2008, 2009, the farmers don't want to make that decade-long investment with their space. They can maybe make money quicker by leasing it to other places, but that leaves less trees on the market. I imagine that drove the price of Christmas trees up for the last few years. But maybe about 8 years ago, they decide, well, let's start planting some more. It takes a while to recover. So now is that supply back a little bit, is what you're saying?
Absolutely. And the other thing that's also caused pricing is just labor and just the whole inflation and supply chain challenges over the last several years. Labor keeps going up, and also freight, insurance, everything else. But everything's getting back into balance, and the real Christmas tree industry is looking great.
All right, that's good to hear. Prices this year, I obviously went with through you, but the next day I went to the place we always buy the local tree from, not the local tree, buy the live tree from. I went with my brother because that's our tradition. We always go. And even though we already had our tree, we still went. And I was actually surprised. The prices seemed pretty stable from last year.
That's about right. Yes.
That's not too bad. Someone says, please ask the Tree Time guy. Let me just clarify. This is City Tree Delivery live trees. We love Tree Time. Of course, they're artificial trees, so they're just different worlds. But this question can apply to you. Do you have any tips for keeping cats out of the trees, Chris?
Oh, for cats out of the trees. No, I don't. You could put one of like little baby gates around, but a cat could climb right over that. That's
right,
not really going to work.
That baby barely works for my baby, I will say that too, as a matter of fact. But okay, so not really any tips for the cats.
The one thing I would do, I'd say, don't worry about the cat going in the tree. Make sure the tree's stable. Make sure you have a high-quality Christmas tree stand. We love Cinco Express stands. They're very stable. Make sure the tree's unstable and always check it. If it starts to look wobbly or leaning, make sure you reset it. But artificial and real trees both fall, so if they're not in a good stand, that's a problem. And it's not just a real tree. It's an artificial tree that can fall, too. So keep your cat out of anything unstable.
Yeah, for sure. Has the artificial versus real Christmas tree battle like changed over the past decades? Or are they pretty still stable numbers? Some people are sold in on their artificial trees. They love them. They last a long time. There's a lot of benefits to those. Or are you seeing more and more people going live trees?
I think people like live. Artificial, the average lifespan of an artificial tree is 5 to 7 years. So then it ends up in a landfill after that. Whereas real trees, they grow every year and you can recycle and mulch them at the end of the year. I think people have their preferences. I obviously like the real trees and you get the smell and the fragrance that you can't beat with an artificial tree. But I think the market's about the same. One thing that is growing is the online market. That's been growing every year for, when I started in 2009, I think the metrics were showing online is growing at 50% plus a year.
50?
That was back then. I don't know what the recent metrics are, but I could say I grow every year.
You grow every year on your online application. Someone wanted to know, do you take the trees away and compost them? How does that work?
We absolutely offer that service. It's an optional service, a takeaway, and we take it to the recycling facility to make sure it gets composted properly. In the suburbs, we take it to the curb because a lot of the curbside suburban locations offer direct recycling on there. But either way, it gets recycled.
You'll take it out to the curb, so if someone's not able to do that or simply doesn't want to deal with it, because you think there's a lot of needles falling off the tree when you put it up, there's like 20 times as many when you take it down and drag it out of the house.
And absolutely, and we make sure it's in a nice reusable bag that keeps the mess out, so there's no trail of needles going from where your tree was to your street.
By the way, for the cat question, we had a caller call in Murdoch, so take this for what it's worth. Bill, our engineer, Bill Motter. Bill Murdoch says Febreze works in the tree to keep the cat away. I don't know if that's for artificial or not, or for live, but take that for what it's worth, listeners. Okay.
Just to clarify, in the city, we do take the tree away to the recycling. In the suburbs, we take it to the city to recycle. But they leave your house both ways.
Someone asked, they're like, the carbon footprint, if you use an artificial tree longer, might be better, especially if you don't compost the tree, which makes sense. If you're just going to throw it somewhere into a landfill, then you're not helping the planet. We really want to do everything we can to compost those things, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Anything else you want us to know about your business? Have you guys been growing year after year? I mean, you work with Innovation DuPage or a local business. I know you do with things with charities too. How's your growth been?
It's been great. I mean, most of our business has all come word of mouth and referral. The customers love us and they come back and tell their friends. We're really known for our quality, our service. We're all local and we're selling you more than a tree. It's peace of mind. We're there all season. We're trying to support you. If there's an issue, we take care of it.
Oh, so if someone calls up, they're like, it's not taking as much water as I thought, you can walk people through it.
We can walk it through, or if they're their tree's drying out, we can give them tips on how to save it. If something isn't right, we make it right.
Yeah, I gotta say, when we set up the tree, you pointed right at my heat vent and you said, you'll want to cover that. And I thought, that's a good idea. I would have never thought of that, because obviously that would dry out the tree some more.
And, well,
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, in the instance of the cat question, if the tree would be, if the cat was in the tree and it started to look unstable, I would send our closest crew to make sure it's straight and stable.
That's awesome. That's great stuff. I love that extra mile that you guys go for people. CityTreeDelivery.com. Really quickly, did you have a little promo thing you wanted to give the listeners here?
Oh, sure. Go ahead and go online and order. We bring the magic to you. Order online, WGN15, to get $15 off your tree. Tree dates and tree sizes are going fast.
WGN15 in like the promo code field. Enter that and get how much off, you said?
$15 off.
Love that. All right. We appreciate that.